We could have been the last Jedi. We chose beer instead. This is the perfect pour.
So we could have been a Jedi, and we're like, no, we'll just drink beer.
Ooh, beer. Oh, hey, what's that over there?
We could have trained to be a Jedi. Yeah.
Training.
We're just like, nah.
Training this way.
That's going to take away
the right,
from my
beer to the left.
It's going to take away from my beer drinking. Hey, welcome to the Perfect Pour Crap Beer Show. Oh, I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
The Bearded Brewer 87, a.k.a. Matt, is not with us this week. We apologize. Matt has things.
Or do we?
Man, we don't apologize.
Louie does not
apologize. Louie's here, though.
Hi, Louie.
Louie the studio dog is currently stuck his head underneath Nick's arm.
He's prairie dogging
looking
it.
For a cracker. He is... Cracker crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Like we all are. We use a cracker. We use salting or unsalted crackers to cleanse our palate in between beers.
If you never knew that.
If you've never knew
Insider
that.
Tip.
Insider tip. We were told that's a thing to do, so we do it. We do what we're told by other beer geeks.
So to get us to do anything
during
in a podcast.
Yep. During our tailgating, we had a new can, Breaking Bud from Knee Deep Brewing. It is excellent out of a can. I'm highly recommending it. 6.5% IPA. It's got a Breaking Bad themed can, but it's Breaking Bud, dude. Excellent beer. I enjoyed it. Found it at Fig Tree, local Fig Tree liquor. Now Louie is knocking over the crowler wall. And now his tail is knocking over glassware. Louie is...
I think we could do play-by-play on this.
Yeah, let's just do play-by-play. Louie, what Louie's up to
right now.
His
balls.
So, excellent, Ken. Do you agree?
Agreed.
Breaking Bud.
I have not had this in a long time. Or the can is doing this beer really well because it's...
Yeah, it's better than I remember it being.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Maybe it's just because it's
exactly.
Fresh. I don't know. It is... Oh, wow. It was canned... it was canned like 12 days ago.
Man. Okay, well...
That's pretty damn good.
Either way, can or no can, that's still pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm.
If it's that fresh.
It's freshy.
It's good to know Knee Deep still... is holding on to their consistency, I guess.
Yeah, because they have a new brewer. And
yeah.
They lost their head brewer.
Haven't heard much of them doing anything new.
They have that hazelnut.
Stoutella?
Yeah, Stoutella.
Yeah.
That's like Nutella, but it's stout.
And that's
producer Becky. I got one for producer Becky, who is the hazelnut porter stout expert, and she liked it. It was a little too sweet.
Yeah, so she was being nice. In other words,
no, she liked it all right.
Yeah,
but it didn't measure up to her rogue hazelnut brown.
And Nutella has bad fats in it for you. So.
Oh. Bad fats.
Bad fats.
Don't want those bad fats.
Not the good kind of fat.
So, hey. We're caught up. That's
let's
that's
do
it,
this,
man.
Then.
It's just Nick and I, so.
So, we're going to start here.
Show beers.
Hoping you will launch into your newest YouTube endeavor.
Oh, yeah? Oh, guess the size.
Go!
Guess I hope you
size.
Like them extra sloppy.
That was a sloppy one, too.
16.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay.
I'll let go.
Okay, in disbelief.
16-ounce can. Oh, what do we have here? pours. Speaking of Sacramento area, we just had a knee deep.
Pouring Rammy.
From Auburn, California.
Top pours Rammy. Auburn, right? Auburn, California. Yep. Sacramento-ish. North. Sacramento North. Moonraker. Gosh, this reminds me of like playing 007 on Super Nintendo. Moonraker Zulu Haze India Pale Ale. Coming in at 6.8% alcohol by volume. Haha, I ruined the ABV game.
Yeah, Citra. Kind of a hard play on us two people.
So you guess. And I was like, man, there's a ton of hops in here. No, it just repeats Citra, Simcoe, Citra, Simcoe, Citra, Simcoe. Keeps repeating. Mike's like, shut up. Give me the beer.
Give me beer. Give me beer. This is, of course, a foggy IPA or New England style or Vermont style or Northeast style. All these things apply, I guess. Unfiltered, whatever.
I'll go with foggy if I had to choose. Yeah.
Foggy's our regional
name
for them.
Local vernacular.
And this Zulu Haze was featured on the first episode of Beer Bench.
Which, if you our say it YouTube. Enough times, starts to become Beer Bench.
Beer Bench.
Beer Bench.
Beer Bench. Our new YouTube segment on our YouTube channel, where it's just a camera above my workbench, and I drink the beer on the workbench, said workbench.
Yes, but what inspired such an occasion?
I don't know. Just one. Okay, everybody does reviews on YouTube,
right?
And that's fine. Beer reviews.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some I definitely like Tasty Niche is great,
right?
There's another one. I forget his name now. I don't have it written down. Otherwise, I would tell you. I'll probably tell you by the end of the show.
Okay.
Or I like his just him just sitting in front of his like it looks like sort of a workbench or something. But I was just like, I don't want to do a review because I'm bad at it and because everybody else does it. And then also, I'm not really fond of being on camera. So I'm like, but I still want to do some sort of content on the that's video. Not hard to do. And also plug in easy to do, very not much editing, like just upload, like trim the clip and upload it kind of editing. All these things, and then, but do some little weird nuanced thing with it. And that's what that's like, I'll just drink the beer on the bench and just tell a little story as I drink the beer. There you go. Mm-hmm. That's Beer Bench.
Beer Bench.
On YouTube. Look for the Perfect Pour on YouTube. There should be a link in the show notes.
I like it. It's everything I would have done because I agree with you 100%. Like, after Matt cheers Tasting Niche last week, I watched a couple of her videos. Really good. She's good on camera, mm-hmm. actually facing the camera.
Yeah.
So,
and she's attractive to look at. So, like, she has those two things.
I guess it's not too bad, huh? And then,
that's somebody that should be on camera.
Yeah. That good looking people.
That's good looking people that are comfortable in front of the camera. Put them in front of the camera. Not weirdos that blog.
Yeah. And, Florida Steve, he's doing his video reviews too. So another good one. So kudos to them because it's a lot harder than it looks. But I think I'm a fan of Beer Bench already is what I'm saying.
Good.
I could get behind this.
The next episode's not going to be that good, but maybe the third episode will be better. Because I don't script it. It's just, it's 3 minutes.
Right.
No reason to script it. Anyway, there you go. Some YouTube content in between the shows because nothing takes away from the podcast. Those are just easy to do in between shows. It's like, I'm going to be drinking this beer anyway. Might as well do something with it that the listeners can see. All right. What do you think of this Zulu?
Oh, yeah.
Haze. Zulu.
The head on this beer seems to be obstructing my drinking. I cannot get to the beer.
You can't push through the head?
It's too rammy. I don't know what's going on here. It's really light and kind of sweet. I don't think I'm a huge fan of this beer.
Oh. All right. I like it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I'm a huge fan, but I do like it. I put this as a four pack. I got this at the Valero in Madeira, off 99 and 16.
I keep hearing things 99 about this
Valero. Kennedy. This is the only place in Madeira that's a significant amount of craft beer, like a notable amount. There's a couple places in Madeira that have a door, the starter kit door. But this place actually has stuff that you can't find.
So what's the over-under? Is it like everything Fresno has and then one or two unique things? Or is this like more?
It's kind of a mess. It's like.
Nice. All right.
You know, it's put together by somebody there sort of, I think, is trying to. Somebody convinced them, like, craft beer geeks will come buy this stuff. And they said, okay. So there's stuff in there that. Like the Moonraker, I've seen. That's the second different Moonraker I've seen there.
Okay.
And there's no Moonraker in any other place in the Fresno area that I'm aware of. That's the only place I've seen it in it where you can buy it off the shelf. And
I guess what I'm getting at is, okay, it's Saturday morning.
Oh, okay.
You haven't put pants on yet. Is it worth leaving the house to go to this Madeira Valero and buy beer?
Yeah. If you're in Fresno, you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think if you really want Moonraker.
Okay, so the Moonraker in particular.
Yeah, because worth going for. I'm just trying to think of things that you're not going to find in some place in Fresno. And that's the one thing that's sticking out. I did find a beer we'll be having here in a little bit, the Stone Enjoy By. Ooh. Chocolate IPA.
Oh, really?
They had that and a bomber I had not seen anywhere else. So they have other stuff too. They have those Firestone that, you know, you stout people like that, the trip in the woods and they had the barrel aged Tim Fitty.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He had like two left of those.
That was Justin's looking out for last time.
There's some things there. It's, you know, go to Madeira for an afternoon. What the hell?
What the hell?
There's
what else are you going to do? Too bad the...
There's the Vineyard,
too bad the which is a nice restaurant
there, and it's a big wine place. Ooh. It's called the Vineyard. It's not by the Valero, but it's, you know... Sorry, it's not by the Valero.
So, what you're saying is...
It's been there since I was a kid, and I don't know how their beer is in there. I haven't eaten in there in a long time, but it's a big wine place. So maybe I'm trying to pull together a reason other than the Valero to go to Madeira
and the Walmart.
Yeah, the Valero is not far from the Walmart. It's across the street from Starbucks and Home Depot.
Ooh,
you know, if you need to go to Home Depot. You're like, oh, I might as well. It's across the street from Home Depot.
Go browse the clearance section. Yeah. Madeira.
Farnese's restaurant right next to it. The old, one of those classic roadside coffee shop restaurants.
Big neon sign says world's best cup of coffee.
Yeah, that's right there. Maybe that. Go have some lunch at Farnese's and go to the Valero.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a place to look out for. At least now it's not on my way home because I do work in Madeira and it's not on my way home. I have to go the opposite way
because
it's north of
there you go.
North side of Madeira.
That says something right there.
But I did it.
Leaving work.
It was worth it.
Leaving work, worth going the other direction
mm-hmm.
a few minutes to get good beer. That's
it should only take me about 4 minutes, but it took me 7 minutes because I was behind it. He was either drunk or just didn't know where he was going.
All right.
And he was driving like 5 miles under the speed limit and sort of like stopping at weird spots and I had no place to pass him.
Oh, man.
So now it's timing too. Like I want to see how long does it take me off? How off of my commute home is this going to take me? And this guy was ruining my timing, so I have to do it again to get a real time. Because that's important.
It cost you 3 minutes.
Yep, that dude cost me 3 minutes.
Damn him.
And then I was like, and then he turned into the Starbucks drive-thru. I was like, yeah, sober up, bro.
Get some of that wake-up juice.
Yep.
Get it.
All right, well, let's get into some culture, craft that, culture.
What the heck do you think we're doing?
Oh, yeah, we're culturing. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We're in it. We're deep in it now, bro.
It's the adventure, bro.
How far would you go
for good beer?
Yeah.
Something I'm kind of looking out for. I mean, sorry. Something in culture.
Yeah, dude. Come on.
Sorry, wrong.
We're not looking out for.
So Firestone Walker has decided 22 ounces is too much beer for one person. Thanks.
They're regulating us now, huh?
Yeah. They're saying no more. No, just kidding. I don't know what they're thinking, but they are now packaging some of their Reserve Series, Walker's Reserve Series, or no, Proprietor's Reserve Series, in 12-ounce bottles, which used to come in 22-ounce bottles.
Ooh.
Such as Parabola.
Oh!
And now, never before released, the Bravo, which is the
what is that
Imperial
one?
Brown Ale?
Oh. I get that for producer Maggie. So in six, now they're going to be in six packs. You can get a Parabola pack.
No.
Oh,
that's just silly.
They're just a single 12-ounce. A single
12-ounce bottle. The box has also been scaled down to fit this cute tiny little.
Oh, they're going to still give you the cardboard box with it.
You get the box and a tiny little baby.
It's unopened. I can't open this.
And. So I haven't heard how much the Parabola is going for, but the Bravo will be selling for $10 for a 12-ounce bottle, which seems like, ouch.
Is that, you think that's too high?
I think so, because, you know, Parabola at a 22 was $16-$17. So you get more than half the beer for only a few dollars less.
Hmm. So they're making a little extra on this game.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but in the end of the day, now Jovi, the other studio lab's getting in Nick's face. The end of the day, they're making more, they're selling less beer for the same price, basically. Mm-hmm. Or they're selling higher price for the same beer.
Maybe it pencils out, but first thought is no.
See, I kind of don't mind the having it being able to try it in a cheaper version, smaller version. But then when you look at it that way, where it's actually benefiting them more by doing this. I thought it was going to be. I saw that and I was like, oh, six packs of Parabola, that'd be weird. But no, small bottles.
Just smaller bottles.
And like where. Because some places aren't set up for that, you know, or putting a 12-ounce in the door will look funky.
Oh, so yeah, you know, you can't have it in the bomber section.
Yeah, because some places only have bomber section and six pack sections, and they don't have like little 12-ounce sections. Fig Tree has one now. That's kind of a mess, but
well.
They have one.
But the box beers, they typically don't go in the fridge. I usually see them on the warm shelf.
Yeah.
Unless they ditch the box first.
Yeah. And they're
and then like, you're like, well, now I don't have the box.
The box.
Yeah, it's cold. Great. But now I don't have the box. Thanks a lot, corner store guy.
I need the box.
I need the box. Do you still have the box? Oh, no, I throw those away. Great.
Damn it.
Now I have to drink this perfectly cold beer.
Damn cold beer. So you think you're not gonna hit on that?
That's Parabola. Come on, bro.
Still. Is now, are they eliminating the... Did I miss that? Are the eliminating the bombers? Or?
Ooh, that's a good question. I do not remember reading either way. Either I didn't get that far into the article, or they didn't say if they're discontinuing the 22-ounce format. So, right. You got me.
Yes.
Jerk.
What else, bro?
Ooh. Are we ready to jump in the Fresno Bee article?
The Fresno Bee.
Fresno
Bee. Fresno Bee did a big article. They're going to be doing a series of articles about the Fresno craft beer scene.
Which means we have one. Yay!
Yay!
And the peasants rejoice.
We managed to wedge ourselves in there.
Yeah. Coming in all rammy.
So the Fresno beer scene is getting attention now from the outside beer geeks world. I saw Ram Roger, our friend Roger from Pine and Palm, got his own nice feature, own bio on there.
Happy birthday, Roger.
Oh, and happy birthday to Roger.
Yeah, it seems, even though there were some complaints already, it seems like they're featuring new to new-ish businesses.
Yeah, new-ish beer stuff in this round.
I think Pendragon got brought up because they are opening a new place, not that they're a new brewery.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. Tauga was mentioned, but...
More about they're expanding. They're getting the extra space.
And, they talked about Border Hop Brewing coming on online
it's
soon.
It's going to be... I was a little disappointed in that. It looks like it's going to be the fall. I'm like, wow. I was kind of hoping that would be like super quick.
Yeah, it seemed like.
The article is saying the fall. And then you know what they say about breweries opening. Add 6 months to your plan opening date.
Yeah.
And so we might not see Border Hop open this year.
Add 6 months to your 6 month opening date.
Yep.
What else was in the article? There was a strange name I didn't recognize. Something like Draft 44, or did you catch that one?
I didn't catch that one. Was it a brewery?
I don't know what it was. It was really quickly mentioned, or like 44 Distilling, or it was weird.
I didn't catch that one. I haven't heard of that. I
have to go back and look through it again. And then Zach's Brewing, of course.
Zach's.
Light bar specials. Just kidding.
Going that chocotazo.
Ooh, do you think they're going to do it?
They better. I think they got Chew's endorsing it.
Did they get the rights? It.
Yeah. Chew waived his rights. Chocotazo.
Scotty B will talk him into it.
Yeah, it's probably just like I get a certain amount, a case or something. Or he gets, he gets a little taste. Chew will get like a keg or something.
He gets some kickback.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Kick down bottles.
Kind of get you a little kickback.
Nice.
That'd be hilarious if Zach has a tap room and just go in there and order a chocotazo. You think the Fresno beer tourism is up now?
Yeah.
Wait till chocotazo goes online.
Yeah. Breaking down the doors.
Get trading. Maybe is Zach planning on getting a crowler? Is he that far ahead to think of that yet?
No, we have not talked about anything like that. I'll have to ask him.
Because to have crowlers. Chocotazo? Man. Who would have thunk it?
I don't know. My first thought would be Zach's Brewing would go bottles, but he might do a crowler. No, I mean, glass growlers, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
He's kind of old school like that, but I don't know. Crowlers might, that's what everybody says, 2017, crowlers.
Crowlers, bro.
Crowlers. I know Fresno has a beer scene. Clovis is also getting a new beer scene. I hear Tac Ops is looking at a place and or has a place soon to be in Old Town Clovis.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, they're going to have a new spot opening up. Probably add 6 months to whenever they projected. I think it's just south of the mall. So like Barstow, somewhere around Barstow and Clovis Avenue. They're going to be out there.
That'd be cool.
So if you're looking to Clovis beer hop.
Yeah, I'm not, but
are you sure?
Clovis, go for Clovis, people.
Go for Clovis. What else What else is out there?
Do you see New Belgium is in every state now? All 50 states can get a New Belgium beer now.
You know what I say? When all I heard was new and beer.
Oh!
I love gold!
Ooh. How about some indie beer?
Some more indie beer.
Actually, Indie Brewing Company. Late Notice IPA.
I think maybe this is from Kelly, but I'm not exactly sure. This may be... I don't know. I apologize if it's not Kelly. Because this one didn't get labeled. We try and label everything that's donated so we know. This one didn't get labeled. So I might be wrong. Yeah. This is a new one to me. I haven't had this one yet. Late Notice. Did you see the ABV?
Oh, I did not.
All right. Ha ha. I can test you.
Jerk.
Tasting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hmm. Bites on the front of the tongue.
It reminds me of the...
It's a little malty.
Yep.
Alcohol burn.
Hmm. Mm. I like this. There's something...
I'm going to say
grassy.
Ooh, grassy. Six point nine.
Indie Brewing's an LA area place. I believe it's one of Kelly's accounts. Ah. You say 6.9, huh?
6.9. I'm saying it's
you. Well, you get. You're the closest to guess. 7.2.
Whoa.
Not too shabby.
Wow. Are my skills getting better?
Good job.
Pretty soon there's going to be a degree at like Fresno State for ABV guessing.
Matt might get that. Do you see the Sierra Nevada bottle fiasco?
I chose not to read it because it makes me so sad.
Well, these bottles that were, in case you didn't see it, bottles that were out of the North Carolina facility.
Oh, ooh.
Not the Chico.
Not a good way to start off, guys.
A small percentage of their bottles apparently were breaking, or pieces of the glass would break into the glass itself.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Like, it was sort of like, did the top break off, or does like little pieces or just come off and they're in the glass or in the bottle? It wasn't really clear on that, but they did have a small percentage of those they recalled because of this, but they were all out of the North Carolina facility. So I would doubt that us in California, I assume we get all the Chico plant stuff, but I don't know why we would get North Carolina.
That would be...
They just import all the North Carolina ones.
Can you imagine, like,
California?
Wait a minute, where's the California beer go? Oh, that goes to
Oregon. Out to the East Coast.
Yeah, like what? That makes no sense.
So we were cool.
That's America. I could totally see that happening.
Mm-hmm.
Brewed in Chico, sent to the East Coast.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Well, it's cheaper if we buy it back from the East Coast. So
yeah. Hey, Sam Adams.
Uh-oh.
They're reformulating their Rebel IPA.
Oh, really?
Yeah, bro. Oh,
you're excited about this.
They're adding more Mosaic. they're like,
that's,
hey.
That's always the answer.
They're like, we just heard about this Mosaic thing. Like, oh, that's 2015, bro.
Yeah. I'm surprised they could get their hands on
some. Should we lift the ban since there's Mosaic now?
Oh.
We still haven't had a legitimate Rebel IPA yet.
Yeah.
Even though Tony Bags slipped a Mickey.
I don't know. See,
part it wasn't of me, a genuine Rebel IPA.
Part of me wants to say yeah, because why not?
No, but why? There's no way it's going to be like, oh, this is awesome. I'm going to have it more.
Right. We're not. Yeah. It's still not going to be mind-blowing.
Right.
But part of me wants to say we need to hold out on our on our boycott.
If you're just joining the show, we have banned drinking a pact to not drink Rebel IPA. The three of us.
We have absolutely no good reason for the pact.
And Tony Bags. Well, we have a sort of a reason for it. Well, Tony Bags.
The labeling was so horrible at first.
The labeling with the spray can tap, and then the fact that they're copying Lagunitas IPA, and the fact that it was sort of like it was like, here, all you guys like these West Coast IPAs here. Here's a West Coast IPA, up yours.
Yeah.
That was kind of like the whole vibe of it was just like, I don't want to do this, but fuck you guys. Here it is.
That's the beer your weird uncle buys you because he heard you were into beer.
Yep. I heard you're into beer, huh? I found, look at what I found.
Hey, I got the good deal on this one.
Rebel IPA.
Good deal on it. You should try it. Apparently, Michael sounds like
we're staying in the band.
Yeah.
Band stays, okay. Even with Mosaic and the Rebel.
All right.
Now, but you know, if you don't care about said stuff, then there, look out. Rebel, really looking out. You see, on guitar, I tweeted this out on our Twitter.
Oh, of course I saw that. Pop,
Guitar World.
What?
John and other John.
No.
Totally dropped the ball, dude. A guy went in the Guitar World and put a $1,700 Fender in his pants and walked out.
Oh.
So John and other John were totally just like not paying attention.
Oh my God. Why? They were on a break, huh?
Yep, they were both on a break.
Oh man.
So. Man, those idiots.
Those. Okay. One of these days I'll pay more attention to Twitter. I promise. I promise all you Twitterers.
Is there anything out there in culture else?
How much is the Fender Squire?
It's $1,700, John. The same price that you let a whole guitar guy limp out of the store with.
How much is the vegan option?
There is no such thing as a vegan guitar, John.
Are these guitars organic? The customer wants to know.
Yes.
Are these organic?
As far as I can tell. Don't eat them, though. Tell the customer not to eat them. They're for playing music on.
How much is the waterproof jacuzzi option?
That's not a thing, John.
The customer insists it is.
Don't listen. Have some backbone, John. Sometimes the customer's ridiculous.
So when it says $1,700.
It's $1,700, John.
Is that just a suggestion?
You owe us $1,700.
Is there like a tip jar?
You let a guy walk out of the store with a $1,700 guitar in his pants.
Is that how much it's appraised for? And it's really just $12?
Go home, John. There it was. The Guitar Center guys.
Yeah, that's an accurate report. Accurate reenactment of how it happened.
Yep. Well, how's it going, guys?
Yeah.
How's everyone doing?
Beer's running out, but otherwise good.
Yeah. We're running out amazingly. Just the two of us.
How does it happen?
Are we all clean on the culture?
Oh, one more.
All right.
Beer name of the episode. Comes from Kelly, a.k.a. Hoosecraft. Bock You Like a Hurricane from Hop Saint Brewing Company.
Bock You Like a Hurricane.
There you go. You'll be singing that the rest of the day. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your driving?
559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the Perfect Pour and the Dorktown Network in general. Those of you that call know you have to wade through all those announcements. I might have to just change the announcements. Just like, hey, you know who you're calling. Just leave the voicemail. But, yeah, we like to hear from you. We like to... My favorites are when you throw out a solid question for us to mull over and talk about. Those are my favorite voicemails, but I like them all. I like them all. And our first voicemail of the week is from...
Guys, can you hear me?
I'm driving. Scotty B.
Man, I want to congratulate you guys for passing the quality test.
Oh, yeah?
That was just the test, okay?
What?
And you guys passed.
What did we do?
I am so pleased to congratulate you on not letting a subpar prank voicemail get on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Good that job, guy. Guys. You guys are winners in my book.
Thanks, Scott. You really are.
So, there's something else I want to talk about. It's very serious, very near and dear to my heart.
Okay.
And that's beer.
Yes.
When it comes to beer, there's one thing for sure, and that is that I will not... I mean, fuck, goddammit. I mean, I do not. Oh, fuck, forget it.
Wow. No, he is really upset by that.
I thought that was like a bit he was doing, and then maybe he was really upset. Oh, no, there's no other call. I think. I don't know, man.
What happened?
That was weird. That was weird. I think either I didn't get it or he was genuinely upset. Mm-hmm. Scotty B. Maybe he'll call back later.
If we need to start a Kickstarter for Scotty B's bail money.
Yeah. Or anything. Just start a Kickstarter for Scotty B in general.
The Scotty B Fund.
Scotty B Fund.
We're going to start the Scotty B Foundation. We got to save him.
Yeah. Save Scotty B from whatever.
Whatever that was.
Whatever that was.
Hey, guys. It's Paul.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's been a big day for me. I've been to 3 different DevMos.
Oh, Lord.
Holy crap.
I've been to
DevMo tour.
The beer department in 2 different Whole Foods.
Whoa.
And the beer department in Berkeley Bowl.
That's 6 places.
And amazingly, in all those stops, I couldn't find a single thing that I wanted to buy for myself.
No.
That's the problem, and it's that I have innumerable choices of some of the best beer in the world, and yet sometimes I can't fucking make a decision. Most of the time, it's just because I've had it before. I go, oh, that's great. That's fantastic. But I've had it. So I just don't rebuy a lot of things. I will tell you this, though. The San Quentin Breakout Stout at Marin Brewing Company is tasting fantastic. That's what I finally settled on.
That's a good one.
Just going to the Marin Brewing Company and having a beer at the bar.
Ah.
I will bring up a great beer that I'm very excited about that I didn't get at a BevMo. And it's a Bear Republic beer. Bear Republic is back on the map. There is an IPA in 6-packs. I don't know how widely distributed it is, but it's called Hop Shovel. And I saw it, and I was like, huh. I was a little curious, although I was skeptical. I saw that it had Mosaic and some other experimental hops in there. I was like, you know what? These guys, it's kind of like you're rooting for your home team, even if your home team hasn't been doing well for a really long time. But, you know, these are one of the granddaddies of great beer. And I was like, I love Bear Republic for everything they do and everything that they did in the past. And it's not like their quality's gone down, but just it's like all the teams around them have gotten so much better. But anyway, I get the 6-pack. I take a gamble on it. And it is fantastic. It's up there with the best of them. You know, like Racer 5 is a good old school IPA, but this is a good new school IPA. So it proves that they can still play with the best of them. And I'm highly recommending it. So, yeah, if anybody sees it, grab it, because it's good. Check the date on it, of course, if it starts getting old. And I don't know if they're going to keep releasing this one, but I certainly hope they do, because I'm happy with it. The whole BevMo thing that I wanted to report, and maybe I'm going to get cut off, though, but I remember talking about the little BevMologist thing that they have. So I come to the San Rafael BevMo, and I noticed there's no BevMologist things up anywhere. And so I go to the guy on the counter, and I'm like, where are your BevMologist things? And he goes, what? So I thought that was a pretty funny response. All right, that's it. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Peace.
No BevMologist.
Yeah. Thank you, Paul.
Would we qualify as a BevMologist?
That hop shovel, I'm pretty sure I had that at the tap room the last time I was in up there at Bear Republic. Untappd is saying I had not checked into it, but...
What do they know?
Oh, no, wait. It has... No, there's an asterisk, so yeah, checked into it more. I remember that being very good. Now, that was a version I had almost 2 years ago, but... I will be looking out for that Hop Shovel six pack.
Paul says it's good.
I believe him.
Would here's the real question: would Paul shower with it?
Yeah, that's the real question. Would he shower with it?
Would he shower?
I think that's a showery beer.
Shower worthy. Summer is coming. You have your shower beer picked out.
Can't tell right now.
Too soon.
Yeah, too soon, bro.
All I know is all
Come
I'm
on,
seeing
stout
is,
boy, you gotta drain all the stout weather.
I'm already seeing IPAs like all over social media. Oh. They're like it. So IPAs
just
are,
like when we see all these pumpkin beers in September.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like Christmas showing up 2 days before Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
IPAs are already creeping in my territory here, you bastards. Bastards. Let's get to a real beer. Speaking of dark beers.
Oh. Oh, that was a bomber.
Ooh.
I could tell.
Our first bomber of the evening.
I love gold.
And since there's two of us, oops, I used my big glass.
Yep. We don't have to restrain our pores. But we miss Matt, though. I'd restrain my pore if Matt was there.
Restrain your pore, sir. Only top and middle pores tonight. No bottom pores.
Yep. Bottom pores will get poured out in a few days when I get around to cleaning up after the show.
When you come back in the studio and find all these leftover beers.
Yep. When it's Dorktown in a few days and I go, oh crap, I gotta clean up. This is what we're having here is New English from San Diego, New English Brewing Company, Adams Avenue Imperial Porter. I believe this is from either Greg or Brian from SD Beer Talk.
Ah.
I'm guessing. I'm pretty sure. I'm not 100%. Again, this is another one we mislabeled. But I'm pretty sure it's from SD Beer Talk.
That is strange how there is so many San Diego breweries and yet only a handful of them make it up here.
New English is like, it's like one that's totally under the radar, but they make like award-winning beers.
This is drinking pretty nicely. Very toasty.
It is toasty, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is your jam.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting down on this.
You liking that?
I like it.
I like it a lot. All right, we're still... voicemailing. Trust me.
Orale, perfect pour to you, Brewers.
Ooh, chew.
Finding well, Holmes. Orale, check it out, eh? Last show, you didn't get a voice note from me, Holmes, because I was like under the weather, eh? I was like more like under the rain, man. You know, being a SoCal resident, it's like you don't know what to do when it rains, eh? Like it throws your body. Like, you know what I'm talking about, Esther. So I was kind of sick, Holmes, and I forgot to call you guys, man. That felt really bad, but.
Yeah, you're
It's
all
like
right,
Uber doesn't even need to call in, eh? They still say my name. Orale. So here's a couple things, eh? I went out to the 909. Orale. But no, I did not hang out with those fools, eh? They kind of like missed out on like on a Chew Your Beer takeover, eh? But I did get to hit like Hangar 24, eh? Didn't drink their regular beers because you get that shit anywhere you can. I did try their specialty beers. Not bad, Holmes. It's not bad. It's okay.
That's kind of the general kind of weird consensus of Hangar 24.
Kind of like Tioga. But not bad, Holmes. I bought a Cobra. I don't know the name, but I'll tell you about later. So I also got to hit Bootleggers. They have like a satellite tap room set that's brand new. Showed up, told the girl, orale, hook me up, eh? So tried all their beers. Best beer, hands down, they said, Tropical Thunder. It's like a real hazy pale ale, Holmes. It looks like you're drinking Sunny Delight, eh? and it tastes like Sunny Delight.
Tropical Thunder.
Fruity as hell, from citrusy, delicious beer, eh? The other place I got to hit was Ritual, eh? Fucking Ritual is a real nice place, Holmes. Tried a flight of everything they had. In love with all their beers, eh? Everything was fucking on par. Delicious beers. Last thing, Q-Bear has a question for you three and the audience, eh? This being a new year, being January, eh? Let me call you back, eh, before you hang up on me.
Watch. Peace out. Chew and Scotty Beer yelling at themselves on their voicemails.
We've created a complex.
Everybody has a complex. Remember, you only get two, and you have only 3 minutes.
Your beard. This is the continuation of my other voicemail. Eh? Check it out, eh? My question to the show, to you guys, and to the listening audience, eh? It being a new year, January, and the whole 2017 in front of us, what beer festivals are you guys planning to visit, eh? So people like us can try to maybe even try to make it to those and hang out with you guys, you know, with the listeners and with Mikey, Matt, and Nick, eh? That'd be pretty feed, man. You know, maybe we can get a heads up like that. We can, like, plan for it, Holmes. I know, Mikey, you like to go to the Modern Times thing. You know, I don't know if that's going to – if you're still going to do that. I know you're planning a Disneyland trip.
Towards the end of the year.
That could even fucking work out, eh? We can fucking all, like, hang out over there at the Carl Strauss bus and just fucking drink the whole thing. I don't know. It's up to you guys. You know, maybe you guys don't even want to hang out with us. Who knows, right? You know, us strange people that call in and act dumb and, you know, do you really want to chill with us?
Time.
But that's the question to you guys, eh? Like, any beer festivals, Holmes, maybe we can meet up. Other than that, it's Chew Your Beer, and 2017 is a lot better now that I'm not fucking shitting on my ass and sneezing on my nose. Really? You thought it?
Yeah. Thanks, Chew.
Your ass, eh?
SF Beer Week is upon us.
Tis.
And I went to the opening gala a few years back. That's a pretty awesome place. I highly recommend doing that at least once. Opening gala of, cause it's a festival of all the best Bay Area breweries.
Nice.
So you go to a festival and every Bay Area brewery you'd want to be there is there. It's pretty rad. Where was I going? Festivals to look out for. I am going to Slow Brew Fest at Madonna Inn. I think it's February 24th. I want to say we're going to it's a 2-day thing. We're going to the Friday. So if you're going to Slow Brew Fest in February at Madonna Inn, producer Becky and I will be there on the Friday. So I'm hoping, Tony Bags is going to be there. Maybe Tyler.
Oh, it's his territory. Huh?
So hopefully he's going to be there that weekend. And, it doesn't sound like it's like the festival's like all that big a deal. It's just the fact that it's at the Madonna Inn,
yeah,
and our hotel room's going to be at the festival, so we don't have to necessarily go anywhere.
Yeah.
And producer Becky's sick of my crap. She can just go back to the room.
You could drop all the younger.
Yeah, she doesn't have to go. Like, let's just go. We're going. She can be like, I'm going back to the room. You be an idiot here. I'm like, thanks, honey. You're the best.
You're the best.
Yeah, that's
buy you breakfast.
So there's that. That's all I know. That's all I know I'm going to this year at the moment.
Yeah. That's one more than me. I have no plans as of yet.
I know.
Jake and Justin made the Great American Beer Festival sound really cool.
Oh, yeah. We got to go there at least once.
Yeah.
That's a thing we as a show have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Is experience Great American Beer Festival, the perfect pour at the GABF. We haven't done the Firestone Walker Invitational.
Have not.
None of us.
Nope.
That's terrible.
Yep.
Terrible.
Pretty well.
We gotta
fix
that.
It's terrible, but it's also like, oh, tickets sold out in 32 seconds.
Yeah, we tried. We tried.
Yeah.
We all tried, and yeah, both of us were in there trying to get tickets, and
mm-hmm. refresh, then sold out.
The trick was like have like 10 windows open. That's what I heard. That's the trick to have 10 windows open.
Wow, I do not have that computing capacity.
So we'll try that.
My Apple IIe.
We'll try that this year.
Will not do that. Yeah. Firestone Walker Invitational. I hear changing of the barrels is one to be at too. Carl Strauss.
The barrels, Carl Strauss.
I hear that's a thing.
Yep. I've heard from the San Diego podcasters.
Yes. If it weren't for them, we would know nothing.
We know nothing. We're still on voicemail.
Perfect pull four. Hey, Jibo Circle here. Hey, so earlier in the week, I listened to the podcast from last week and got a little comment. So you guys were talking about how it's everybody's rite of passage to, you know, go to like Pliny the Younger Day, you know, wait in a 6-hour line.
Yeah.
I got to disagree on that. There's plenty of good beer out there where you don't have to wait in a line, you know, and get all that marketing hype and all that, you know, BS stuff. You know, there's plenty of local beer that's readily available and it's just as good. Which leads me to another question. This question is kind of geared towards my buddy Dell's. Is what would you do for a whale beer? You know, we're talking to a couple of my buddies at the state prison I've been working at, and
Bells wouldn't
do
much.
The price, you know, what they'll do something for. You know, my price is, hey, I'd do it, but do it one time. If you have to do it twice for the money, you know, or twice for the whale beer, you actually start to like it. So my question is, how low would you guys go? What would you do for one of those whale beers that you guys talk about? Let me know what you guys think, and let me know what Bells thinks. Keep up the good work, guys.
Keep up the good work. I'll have to ask Bells on the next Dorktown what he would do for a whale beer. I'm knowing Bells, I'm going to say pretty much next to nothing. The fact that he both times waited for Pliny was just a testament to Pliny the Younger.
Oh, that was amazing in itself.
Yeah. To go back to what you're saying about Pliny the Younger waiting in line, disagreeing. Yeah, of course, nowadays there is great. You know, I'm sure you can find stuff that's just as good as Pliny the Younger as far as a triple IPA. I guess I can't say I've ever had a better triple IPA.
Wow!
But I think it's just one of those things. Even if it's maybe not the best beer in the world, it's still a huge beer geek. It's maybe the pinnacle of beer geek events to wait in line for. Like, mm-hmm. There is no other. Good luck finding. Find me a more encompassing, more representative event for a beer geek to wait in line for than Pliny the Younger. There isn't any.
Damn.
There's no. I mean, we you can't even get into discussion. There just isn't any.
Hammered down.
So it's just that's the point of it, and then the fact that you have to wait. If you wait 8 hours and then you finally get in, that release. What? I mean, I didn't wait 8 hours.
Oh, but, holy shit.
It's pretty epic. That's why I say you gotta do it once. And then you just
throw it on the floor.
Yep. And then you're just like, meh, done. Had it. Boom.
Hey, everybody, look over here.
Look at this.
Had it.
Had it. Russian River, they're in 2018, they're going to open up their tap room in Auburn, which is like south of Santa Rosa.
Okay.
And it's going to release some pressure off of the main place.
Wow.
And they are going to do Pliny the Younger at the other place, the Auburn place. I think it's Auburn. I might be nuts. I don't think it's Auburn. Auburn, I think, is a Sacramento place. It's one of those towns in the Santa Rosa area, north of where Lagunitas is, kind of in between where Lagunitas is and where Santa Rosa is. But anyway,
Petaluma.
No, yeah, in between Petaluma and Santa Rosa. But that the other facility is gonna do younger as well.
Wow.
So that's gonna help.
And all you're going to hear is complaints about how it's different.
So, yeah, then you got to choose. But I think the main point, the it's always going to be the downtown Santa Rosa mm-hmm. place, the regardless. So
the original.
I'm just saying. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, of course, you can just go walk up and buy, you know, get a beer that maybe just pretty much as good as a Pliny the Younger. But that's not the point.
Perfect Pour, guys. It's the Bearded Brewer 87.
Oh, where did this guy?
Well. Hope you got to talk about all the fun things.
Some of them.
I was drinking this past week. Got to enjoy a red oak ale from the brewery, which is not typically my favorite go-to brewery for beer, but it was good. Had it at Spokeasy there on Sunday. I got to enjoy an anniversary from Track 7. They had that in cans at Goldstein's. Shared a Parabola recently at the Stepfather. So just some mild drinking this past week since the show. Hope you guys are doing good. Hope the voicemails are good. And I'll see you soon. Thank you.
That was Bearded Brewer checking in with his Been Caught Drinkins. Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd. That was our Matt, who was not able to make it this week, but he still got an update. Well, he's been caught drinking at least.
Greetings, guys. It's Fontana Jim here.
Hey, what's up, Jim?
I want to wish the old guys over at 3B's and congratulations on hitting their 100th episode. And I went down to Modern Times a week or so ago and picked up some golden pineapple.
I picked it up for you.
I was hoping to see him at the brewery, and I realized I don't think I've ever met him. So it'd be kind of hard to recognize.
I was hoping to see him. I have no idea what he looks like.
It's kind of sad. You know, he's only had like 3 or 4 voicemails. Thought I'd contribute a little bit. And keep up the good work, guys.
All right.
Keep up the good work,
we
guys.
Weren't going to, but since you said it.
I was going to start doing like less work and not so great work. And then people are like, hey, keep up the good work. I'm like, oh, you guys like that.
You've saved my life, sir.
One more voicemail of the week. Last voicemail.
Hey, I just looked through my refrigerator and I didn't have any recalled Sierra Nevadas.
Good.
I also didn't have any reformulated Boston IPAs. West Coast IPAs, even though they're in Boston and it's super cold.
Super cold.
So here's a nice intro. What are you guys looking out for this week? And what have you been drinking?
Hey. Do not preempt our bits.
Hey, maybe we're going to do something else. You don't know. Don't be trying to step on stuff.
Yeah. What would Paul say if we didn't play his song before we did the bit?
Yeah, dude, that's messed up.
He'd be angry.
Angry.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name.
So it's some old voice. I'm just challenging. This week I'll challenge my call to action is to challenge some old voicemailers to call back in. People that haven't called the voicemail line in a long time. Maybe even a couple years, maybe.
Damn.
Just like.
You could remember that far back?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
I'm hoping they would. I'm challenging you. Call back in. Do something. Something you think the voicemail lines have been missing.
Where is the craft trucker?
Yeah, where's the craft trucker?
Looking out for beers.
This is where we look out for beers for ourselves and for you. Some beer releases we think maybe you should look out for. Nick, what are you looking out for?
Oh, yeah. You sure you don't want Matt to go first?
Matt, what are you looking out for? All right. Thanks, bro.
All right. If I'm reading this correctly, Parrish Brewing's. Why are you laughing?
I'm laughing because I saved a Parrish Brewing because Reggie's significant other is named Parrish.
Oh.
And I saw that and I saved it. I was going to send him, like, look, your wife has a beer name.
Nice. Parrish Brewing's Ghost in the Machine. It's a double IPA. One of them double IPAs that's creeping in stout season way too early. Is that like a police reference? A police?
Police album reference?
Maybe. Is it?
I don't know.
I have no idea. I have one police album.
What?
Synchronicity. Yay. Most likely because somebody gave it to me.
Another Suburban Farm Neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best drummers out there? No.
Please continue. Oh, Stuart Copeland? I don't know.
Ooh, I thought you might be a little lukewarm on Stuart Copeland.
I mean, yeah. It's when he came out with his blue anodized cymbals. I was like, no, bro. No.
He's getting bro-y with the cymbals?
Yeah. You do not need
it's to. It's like light barring his cymbals?
Don't paint them blue. I love blue. I love cymbals. Blue symbols I do not care for.
He's doing light bars all over his set.
Yeah.
His kit.
Keep your syncopation to a minimum, sir. Every song does not need to be on the upbeat.
Yeah, it does.
Okay. Okay, reggae.
It's probably what Sting pissed off Sting.
Reggae Rob.
Pissed off Sting all the time.
Yeah.
Because Sting would be like, do this. And Copeland's like, fuck you. Now, I remember when the Police had their first time they ever reunited was like at somebody's wedding. It was like, no, but it was like, you know, it was like everybody. It was either one of their weddings or just somebody that was significant to them. And that's how they reunited was they played at the wedding. And I think I'm getting this right.
Nice.
And they did like a set. And the first time they had done a set anywhere since they had broken up. And they asked Sting, like, you know, what was it like? And he was like, all the same shit that pissed me off before happened.
That's right back here.
Yep. So I'm sure he's usually referencing Copeland when he's pissed off.
Stop syncopating everything, bruh.
Bruh. I don't think Sting ever says bruh.
Oh, he does. When he's angry, he drops a bro or two. You wouldn't know it, but, you know.
You wouldn't know it, but he does.
Yeah.
What are you looking out for, Nick?
How it goes. Dainton Family Brewing. I have no idea what to make of this. Both of these are label buys, by the way. Have no idea what these beers are like.
And they got cool labels.
So the Ghost in the Machine and now Dainton Family's Insane Uncle IPA. I'm not sure if it's Insane Uncle IPA or Insane Uncle IPA.
Insane Uncle or Insane Uncle IPA.
So make that what of you will. Therefore, to art thou.
For to with.
Brothermio.
That's it? That's all you're looking out for?
Can you believe that? Two freaking IPAs.
Man, dude. This is not... What have we done to you?
Mm. Well, labels. Paul, it's all about the labels. Yeah,
Paul was at Marin Bruco.
Yeah.
I'm looking out for
San Quentin Stout. Serious business. Oh,
San Quentin Stout. The Three Flowers IPA. I'm a big fan of that. Nice. We went to a few years ago. I really like this festival too. We've gone to it twice even. It's not. Paul's going to kill me. It's not Fairfax. It's. Yeah, dang it. It's in the spring. It's one of those little Marin towns. There's like freaking eight Marin towns. But it's one of the George Lucas-y towns where like he would get coffee at. But there's a festival that it might be Fairfax. But
oh yeah, yeah. You have a little taster glass from that.
Okay. That's it. Fairfax. It I had the Three Fires there at that festival once from the brewery, and that was like my favorite thing. And now they're having a new, it's out again. It's out in the tap room right now. So I'll be looking out for that Three Flowers. I think we even had it. I think for a little bit, we had Marin Bruco beer here, and then it went away.
Yeah, what happened to
those? I think something happened with it, because Moylan's and Marin Bruco are the same owners or different. It's all sort of connected. And I think something happened with the Moylan's people in Delta Pacific. So there's some sort of drama happened there. So we lost our Moylan's and Marin Bruco connection. But I'm looking out for that. Epic, speaking of Delta Pacific, one of our little indie distributors here in the Valley, they are bringing Epic Brewing to the Valley.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Baptist. Boom, 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 boom.
Are they going to bring the double Baptist?
Yeah, no. Mm. I would assume so. If Baptist gets it, they're going to bring it. So Epic Brewing will be in the Valley now, thanks to Delta Pacific. Crap. There's a brewery out of Murrieta, California, which is around Temecula, which is northeast of San Diego, out in the desert, kind of. Electric Brewing. They got some pretty rad cans. I'm just like really like their, like it's you said, electric. Label by. These are label buys. One of them, especially, congenitive dissonance.
What?
cognitive dissonance. Congenitive. I'm like, cognitive, damn it. Cognitive dissonance.
Edgar Allan Poe in that one, huh?
8.3 double IPA. That looks cool. Cool ass cans they have. Beechwood. Now, since Beechwood, they have a prediction. They have a new production facility in Huntington Beach, I believe, now. So a lot of those beers now are coming out of Huntington Beach. So it seems like they're making more. So we're going to see more, I'm assuming, because I did get a preview to Bincott. I did get a Beechwood at that Valero Madeira.
You failed to mention that earlier.
It's happening. So, why not just start looking out for Beechwood stuff? Yeah. The Melrose IPA that just came out in bottles. One I've never heard of before. It's maybe a new one. Alpha Galactic Pale.
Ooh.
That's out in Bombers. I'll take that. Utter Love. Oh. That just came out. The Milk Stout.
Well, that's been out for a while. But you mean
like,
it's here
now? I think it's just, you know, like there's a new batch.
Oh,
right now.
Okay. That's been looking out for a while now.
Ooh. A revisit looking out for.
Yeah.
The Hop Concept in San Diego, the new it's the time of the year for a new dank and sticky.
The hop freshener.
Yeah. It is aggressively hopped.
Oh.
It's always whenever you described when something this is aggressively hopped. Like does anyone do like a sort of a lazy hop?
A meh hopped.
Meh. This is meh hopped.
Meh.
Like, how do you aggressively hop? You're just like, really put the hops in there and all.
Yeah.
I'm fucking hopping this shit.
I hop you
hard. Hop it. Hop it hard. And there's somebody down there. The guy's hopping it, and the other guy's like, yeah, go. Yeah. Hop it.
Give it some.
That's aggressive hopping. Uh-huh. That's what that is. Drake's
mediocrely hopped.
Drake's look out for a Apocalypse Day.
Whoa.
Apocalypse Day is upon us. Yes.
What do you mean?
February 4th.
What does that mean?
At San Leandro Barrel House. That's Apocalypse Day.
Too early.
The release of Apocalypse.
Too early.
Oh, this is like you with the pumpkin beers in September.
Yeah, that's right.
Too early.
That's right. We do that all the time.
Nope. Apocalypse Day is February 4th at San Leandro Barrel House. I think Loyal is going to be there. Speaking of Dust Bowl, their first ever Kettle Sour is going to be released on Tuesday, the 31st of January.
Oh, tis
at their downtown Turlock Tap Room.
Whoa. So are they turning that into a sour house?
Maybe.
What's going on here?
Their first ever keto sour.
Damn.
And Loyo is going to be her last day at Dust Bowl.
Dust Bowl.
And she'll be, apparently she's going to be at this event. So if you ever wanted to hear Lauren, hang out with Lauren from Dust Bowl, she will be at the downtown Turlock Tap Room on the 31st for their kettle sour release. I'm pretty sure she'll be there.
Her business card says world famous Lauren.
That's all I'm looking out for.
Nice.
Yay.
Oh, we did mine. Hey, how about that?
What's yours? Oh, we did it. No events you're looking out for? No, you're not going anywhere.
If anybody does not believe us that Tioga Sequoia and Popolos are rad, they are going to be doing a Popolos / Tioga Tap takeover February 2nd. February 2nd. I think that's a Thursday.
Popolos.
Popolos Tioga Tap takeover.
Ooh.
Tap takeover. So if you want it, if you've been listening to us and you think you have not tried either of those and you want to try them both at the same damn time, same damn channel.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it. Kill him. Come on. Drink it. Hey, you got an untapped. Are you untapped? Maybe you're not. That's all right. But we are. On untapped, I am Dorktown. That is my name on there. Let's see. What did I have?
What, Mikey, what have you had?
Ooh. Sierra Nevada. A six-pack of their Tropical Torpedo.
Oh, man.
Oh, you don't like this, huh?
What? Did you try it?
It's good.
Is it?
It's good. I liked it.
It's like good for a while.
It's not super, super tropical. It's just, it's a mildly tropical. It's not aggressively hopped.
Not aggressively. Okay, so was it like
mildly hopped?
But on the Paul scale of six packs, did you do three of them and then get bored afterward?
No, I was I had three. I did the typical. It was only a $10 for the six pack.
All right, all right.
I did three one night and three the next night, and I was happy.
Okay,
everything was happy. Wasn't right. Hungover next morning. I was happily buzzed that night.
Nice.
Good drinking. I think I'm endorsing the Tropical Torpedo.
All right,
a six pack of Tropical Torpedo for 10
I'll wait
bucks?
Till one makes its way to the single section in Whole Foods.
from Kern River Brewing. Yes. This is another one I got at the Valero in Madera.
No, I was seriously jealous of this one.
River Buddy from Kern River, the River Buddy Pale.
Man.
Oh, this is good.
Nice.
It's good. It made its way into the beer bench.
Beer bench.
On our YouTube. Oh, man. I liked it. I like to look out for it. I'm looking out for another bottle of River Buddy.
How was my looking out for them? I haven't found it yet.
And I also had from Beechwood the Amalgamator.
Damn.
Yeah. That's another one I got at that Valero, bro.
Oh, so this Valero is worth going to.
Popping
up.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I think you're underplaying it, so nobody goes to your Valero.
Don't go to that Valero, man.
Yeah.
That's also going to be on the beer bench here. If it's not yet, it will be soon. Dorktown on Untappd. Please friend me. Please. Please be my friend.
Please.
The Nick 80 on Untappd.
Hello. Short but sweet this week. So Eureka had an impromptu Steal the Glass night on Saturday.
Did they?
Yes, they did. Well, they made it seem like it was impromptu. I bet it was planned. But Old Rasputin from North Coast did a special event because of Rasputin's birthday. The actual guy Rasputin.
Yeah, the dude.
The dude.
The dude abides.
So it was his if he were still alive, would have been his birthday. And so they did a special Stiller glass night for the Russian Imperial Stout named after Rasputin that they aptly call Old Rasputin. And they did a Stiller glass that Saturday night. So we went down to Eureka Burger and had some food and also a barrel aged 19th anniversary Old Rasputin.
Wow.
Yes.
How? So what? Yeah. Was it good?
It was very good, but boy, did I pay dearly for that glass.
Wow.
Yes.
How much was it?
$15. Uh-huh. My wife looked at me and said, that was $15.
Guess what? You just spent $15 for a beer.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
Nope.
But I got a glass.
Got the glass.
I got a glass.
Got that glass.
You can use the shit out of that glass.
Use the crap out of it.
Also, Steven from Zach's Brewing made a road trip up north, and he stopped at field work and brought back some crowlers.
What?
And
man, not cool, man.
He brought back the Citra Weiss, which was a Citra-hopped Berliner Weiss, was mouth-puckering as all get out. That was a really good beer, but man, did it make you make the kissy face. Scotty B was there. Got to hang out with Scotty B. What?
Scotty B was there?
We were all at Pine and Palm.
That was a place to be.
Pine and Palm drinking.
Pine and Palm drinking.
Had a, speaking of Pine and Palm, had the holiday Russian Imperial Porter, which he calls the Holiday Rip. R.A.P.
Holiday Rip.
And also from Fieldwork, got a Petit Verdot Goza.
No, this Fieldwork.
Oh, this Fieldwork. And this Goza was probably the best Goza I've ever had.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Fieldwork Goza.
Mm-hmm. And see, now everybody says Fieldwork isn't going to do a regular beer. Like, they're just going to continually make new beers.
Uh-huh.
So I'm really worried this Goza is never going to come back.
Like, we did it once.
I just need more.
That sounds right.
I need more.
Like something they would do. Like, we did that once. We can't do it again.
I hope this
is like true. A typical beer geek that can't buy the same beer in the liquor
typical
store.
Paul.
Yep. Like, no, Paul goes to 10 different places and is like, I couldn't find anything.
Damn it.
In Oakland, there's got to be a definitive bottle shop. Mm-hmm. He's going around to all these places. Just go to a bottle shop in East Bay somewhere.
Beer Revolution's pretty cool.
Isn't there City Beers in San Francisco? Or maybe it's Beer Revolution.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beer Revolution's in Jack London Square.
Okay, yeah. That's the one I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Just go to Beer Revolution.
There you go. Just do that.
That's all the things, your Bincots?
That is all.
All right. Chuck it along here. We need probably one more beer at least before we go. You don't want to get to that beer, do you?
Oh, do we? Got anything else, bro?
Nope. Cheers. It's the end of the show and we're giving out some cheers. Oh, yeah, we got to have at least one more.
Oh, do we? Can we just skip to the end.
Nope. Right? Nope. Got to do it. Got to do it.
Or we just save that for Matt.
What was that? That was a bomber, wasn't it?
Bomber, bro.
I love gold.
It's not a bomber, it's a bummer.
Oh, it's pouring out clear.
Good Lord. What's
so here's
on
one
here?
That Nick saw in the fridge. I was like, oh, we got to have this for the show. He's like, nope, we're not doing it.
Nope.
And then after a minute, he finally was like, well, I guess we can. This is the Stone Enjoy by 21417 Chocolate and Coffee IPA in the red label. Passing it over.
Can we start a new section called Unlooking Out For?
Nick was saying, nope, we're not having this.
This
and sounds... And I was like, wait, you don't want to have this beer? Oh, this is perfect for the show. We're having this beer. This
sounds like the worst idea in the world. And this came from Stone.
Chocolate IPA?
Chocolate coffee IPA. Not just coffee IPA, not just chocolate IPA.
So it's sort of...
And it's a Valentine's Day, it looks, so they changed the label to red, which is stupid, first of all. It's like, really?
Marketing, bro.
Enjoy buys are green, not red.
We
see what you're doing. You're just trying to sell beer.
This is pretty clean looking.
This is what happens when the owners leave. It's like...
Oh, little amber.
Really?
Okay.
That's probably... The worst thing I've ever... It tastes like warm beer already, and it's cold.
It does taste like warm beer. I'm trying to find the coffee. I'm finding the coffee. I'm finding the chocolate.
I'm not finding beer.
I don't know what to say. I don't know that it's bad, but I don't know that it's good.
It tastes like throw up.
It tastes like that.
Yeah.
Guess what? You better taste like that. What? What is it? That. Wait. Sorry. What does it taste like? That.
This is not a good idea.
Somebody thought it was a good idea and said ball it. Get it out to all the peoples.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, Nick is saying do not buy.
Do not label buy this.
Do not label buy it. Do not drink buy it. Whatever. Don't purchase money. Don't lay money out for it.
I wonder what's going to fade in here. Like, it's an enjoy buy. Which of these flavors are going to disappear in, what is it, 60 days? Is it 60 or 90 days? I can't remember.
90, bro.
Is it 90?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there.
Numbers. Say a number.
Oh, a number. Yeah, 90.
Yeah. Yep. Remember the little Muppets? Yep.
Wow. So. That's all I so you want more then? That. You can go ahead and have some
much
more.
Much more, please. More. More in my cup.
Cheers. Cheers to Spokeasy for being one of the most bike-friendly bars in the state. It might have been in the country, but at least in the state.
They were the California pick.
All right. The California's most bike-friendly bar.
Yes.
Is Spokeasy. Think about that. Fresno has the most bike-friendly bar in California. Suck on that, San Francisco.
Was it Tarvorsh? Tarvorsh?
Tavarsh.
There's a bike app, right? They picked their favorites.
So, cheers to Spoke.
Cheers. And now, by default, one of our oldest craft beer bars.
Yeah, it doesn't take long.
They've outlasted the others. Just have to be around
for a couple of years, yeah. And you're in there. Yeah, they outlasted Beer with Friends. They outlasted, what was that tower place?
Oh, called Das Bierhaus.
Das Bierhaus. So, good job.
Yeah. They are doing it right. They get a cool atmosphere and good. They always have a good selection.
Cheers to Tasting Niche, of course, to Vinland Farms, to Bobby Diesel, to RG, Fontana Jim for his email. He emailed, it's a PDF of somebody that putting together like California breweries that you can get growlers at. Wow. It's sort of like this growler thing where it spreadsheet with and sort of the information of how said brewery does their growlers. Do you have to cover the label? Will they cover it for you? Do they have which kind of growlers they have? Blah, blah, blah. This guy put this ultimate spreadsheet together for that. And I think you can even go in and edit yourself because there really, I think Fontana Jim might have pointed it out. There really isn't any local ones in there, not even Tioga.
Wow.
But I think you can go in there and fix that if you want. So I'll try and put that. Hopefully I'll think to put that in the show notes. You can look to link to it. Perfectboardpod.com. Cheers to Dave in Iowa. Cheers to Paul V. To Eddie Martin. Cheers. Big Storm Brewing. Leaky Keg Brewing. yeah, and just to make sure to check out our YouTube channel. That's the new hot thing we've got going on right now. The Perfect Pour on YouTube. And Perfect Pour Pod on all social media. And especially, number one, thanks to our golden guys.
Number one.
Who are patrons of the show, who actually donate $5 or more to the show to help us buy beer and buy things for the show and promote the show. We have stickers. We've got all the stickers because of the golden guys. So if you ever run into us, we'll give you a sticker where you say, here. We're required to have it on our person at all times. Are you walking around all day with sticker with Perfect Pour stickers, right, Nick?
That's right.
All right.
All the time.
Get Matt Beardbrewer 87 at the Tiogaskoya Tap Room Beer Garden. You hit him up next time you see him at the beer garden. Say, hey man, you got either the Perfect Pour stickers. Where they at, bro?
Where they at?
We'll give them out. We give them. So cheers to the golden gods of the Perfect Pour.
Yeah, yeah.
Highly appreciate how you help us to make this show happen. What you got for cheers, Nick?
Cheers to the beer pope.
Cheers to the beer pope.
This guy's the pope of beer.
I'm the pope of the beer.
I'm the pope, eh? I got my pope mobile.
Hey, it's okay. You can have a beer right now.
Yes, you like a beer? I got the beer. I got drafted good. My pope mobile.
It's a good thing.
You check it out sometime. Cheers to... Oh, Paul V also friended me on Untappet.
What? Paul V's all over the place.
That's right. Cheers to Das Eishaus.
Das Eishaus. Das Bierhaus? No, Das Eishaus.
Das Eishaus. Me and Ed's on tap now follows us on social media. Oh,
they have
media.
A thing. I'm going to be going there in between shows here. So
nice. Give us an update.
It was my daughter's post-soccer season party.
Oh, did you pick the place?
Yeah, me and Ed's. I didn't. Luckily, it was chosen.
Nice. Cheers to Undertones, also known as Kenny Bones. I like the rhyming in that.
Kenny Bones.
Kenny Bones Undertones. Might be a band. I don't know. Here's a place we have. I don't think I've been to it. Maybe you have.
Had it.
Heavy in the craft beer. If you're in the South Valley, the Planing Mill Artisan Pizza craft beer.
I have been
sandwiches.
There recently too.
Okay. They look like they have a good beer selection.
Yeah, it's okay. It's pretty good. It's a little bar.
Yeah.
But they got a good, you know, they are conscious of craft beer and try to put together the nicest list they can. So, yeah. I would advise going to Planning Mill.
Beer and pizza. Always looking for a good place to eat and get a good beer. Also, cheers once again to Loyo. Hope she finds happy times in her next adventure.
Yeah.
After Dust Bowl. Must be good if she's leaving Dust Bowl.
Yeah. What could be better than Dust Bowl? I don't know. We'll see. So cheers. Yeah. How's that for a show?
How about that? Did we do it without the beer?
Did we do it? I don't know. Leave it for you guys to decide.
Yuck, this beer is still in my face.
you got that stone. Enjoy by in your face now. You're ruined. Have that New English Imperial Porter.
I'm going to wake up smelling that burnt into my nostrils.
Not recoed.
Not unreco. I unreco you.
Hey, Sunburns.
Do something.
Play the music. Keep playing.
Let us go home.
Let us go. Would you end it already? It's hard.